And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 20th day of August for 2019. Well, the Sutter Creek City Council put the finishing touches on its general plan update and discussed road repairs at their meeting last night. The council formally voted to adopt a new general plan use map for the city after deciding to designate a property on Sutter Hill for high-density residential. That was the last of a series of issues the council had to review. The land use map designates in broad categories how land in the city can be developed with commercial, residential, or industrial uses. As a follow-up item, the council approved the work contract to update the city's zoning code, which lays out specific rules for development in the city and must be changed to match the updated general plan. Also last night, the council discussed possible road repairs on Eureka Street. The street extends beyond the city limits, but a previous agreement commits the city to maintain and repair it. A proposal to make repairs out of the city limits in several damaged areas was sent back to city staff for more information on costs and details of the repairs to be made. The council also discussed a proposed countywide 0.5% sales tax increase, which would be used to fund road maintenance and repairs.
And Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, is looking for you. Over the past few months, the utility has sent out postcards to more than 240,000 customers, encouraging them to update their mobile number, email, and other key info so the company can contact them in advance should it become necessary to temporarily turn off power for safety. Now, however, there are customers who live throughout PG&E's Mother Lode service area who have incomplete or no contact info on file. According to the latest figures, the utility is still looking for 369 Amador County customers to update their contact info and 576 in Calaveras. Now, for customers who have not yet confirmed or updated their contact info, PG&E strongly encourages you do so by visiting pge.com/wildfirealerts or by calling 1-866-743-6589. Now, in addition to notifying customers directly, PG&E also will provide outage updates and info through channels such as social media, local news, radio, and their website.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan is reminding taxpayers that unsecured taxes for the 2019-2020 fiscal year are due and payable and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 3rd. Unsecured taxes are typically owed on boats, airplanes, and business properties. After September 3rd, delinquent unsecured taxes will be subject to a 10% penalty. Additional penalties and fees will accrue if these taxes remain unpaid after October 31st. Payments may be sent to the Amador County Tax Collector's Office and must be postmarked by September 3rd to avoid late penalties. Payments may also be made in person with a check, a credit card, or debit card, or over the phone by calling 1-800-609-4999. Check that. That's 609-4599. Don't worry. All this information is on your tax bill. You can also pay over the internet as well. If you have any questions, give the tax collector's office a call at 223-6364.
And Main Street in West Point will temporarily close today for repair. According to Calaveras Public Work officials, a culvert replacement in West Point will require a temporary road closure for a better part of the business day. There will be a hard closure in place on Main from 8 a.m. to 4:30 today at the intersection of Main Street with Matson and Smith. Take an alternate route during the closure.
And Fired Up is the theme for the annual Big Red Barn event in Ione, set for Saturday, September 14th, 5:30. This year, the funds will be raised to purchase new wildland fire gear for the Ione Fire Department and uniforms for the Junior Cadet Program. T- Tickets to the event are $35 per person. It's a rib barbecue dinner, as well as live and silent auction, raffle, open bar. Tickets can be purchased online at bigredbarn.eventbrite.com at the Ione City Hall, Ione Fire Department as well. If you have any questions, Sharon Long, 304-5118. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.